Oh, hello.
Hi, Mike. We'll go ahead and get started. Jess, you're up first.
Hey, Mike. With you coming back this season, it appears the rotation looks really, really strong. So what are your overall thoughts of starting pitching heading into 2021?
Yeah, I think just another year of experience with everybody, same rotation, just same bond we've had, you know, the past couple of years. And, you know, I think just the whole pitching staff as a whole, I mean, it's coming together pretty nice. I mean, I think everyone's excited. Everyone's talking. So there's a lot of hype and, you know, we just got to go out there and do what we do. But yeah, I think everyone's excited about, you know, what's going on.
Manolo.
Hello, Mike. Welcome back. You will be going into your fourth season with the Athletics. How important was for you to come back here with the A's and talk a little bit about what you learned in those 3 years with the team? The team you want to be most time with since your first few years with the Brewers.
Yeah, I mean it's a fun team to start off. I mean it's just like I said, with the way we treat each other and how we are, how we bond together. I mean it's definitely a family here. So that's number one. Like, it's just a comfortable place to play. A lot of dudes that like care for you and you to succeed. So, you know, that helps you as a ball player, just, but you know, the competition around. So you're always pushing yourself. You're pushing your teammates and just trying to get the best out of everybody. Cause everyone wants to, you know, be the last team standing. So, you know, the last couple of years we've had expectations of that and obviously we fell short, but I mean, we've had some really good seasons. We just got to just keep it together and, you know, go on a big run at the end.
Yeah, the A's have been piling up a whole new bunch of players. Of course, some of them, you can't mention them that right now because they're not official, but, you know, Kolarik, Andrews, Romo, a few new guys. How do you see the team shaping up this year, Mike?
No, it's like I said, I mean, there's a lot of hype, a lot of guys that are, it's kind of like it's coming together. We're signing the right pieces, it looks like. So, you know, everyone just has to do their job. You know, you're not trying to, you know, pull more weight than you should. And, you know, having Chapman back, you know, healthy, you know, it's going to definitely help the lineup in the defense. And I mean, it's like I said, everyone's excited. You know, on paper, we should go really far. And so it's all about, you know, putting it together every day. You know, you got to win every day, go out there and just keep playing ball and be consistent. And I think we'll do that, you know, as long as, you know, we stay healthy and stay on the right track.
Matt?
Hey, Mike. You have a track record of being really durable over your career. What's the challenge for you and for really pitchers in general coming back this season after the shortened year last year and not throwing a lot of innings and ramping back up to 162 games season this year?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for everybody, even for me. You know, I'm used to pitching, you know, a full year, and, you know, it's going to be different. You know, you got to know how to, you know, get your arm in shape. You got to know how to like ramp it up and when to push it and when to step on the gas pedal. So it's definitely a challenge every year. You know, your body changes, but definitely after a shortened season and then coming back, you know, having to pitch a full season, hopefully. And especially with the young guys that have, you know, gone through injuries and whatnot, but you know, you got to stay healthy, number one, and you got to go out there and pitch. And so it's all about how you take care of your body, how you prepared in the off season. You know, like you said, I have more of the experience of it. So I feel like I will be fine. But a lot of these young kids that haven't pitched a full year and they just come off a 2 month season, and, you know, it could be challenging for them. So it's all about, you know, how their body feels and, you know, how to manage it. So it's going to be tough for everyone.
There, just given that there are some starters who do, you know, have had recent injuries or not as much of a workload in past years, do you feel like you're going to put it on yourself or take responsibility to maybe shoulder a little bit more workload, just you know, as somebody who has pitched a lot more innings over their career?
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself on, you know, taking the ball every fifth day, and I want to throw as many innings as I can just to take the pressure off our bullpen and kind of lead in the right direction, you know, show the guys that, you know, I guess the right way of doing it by example. And, you know, even, you know, last year, I mean, these guys stepped up big. I mean, all of our starters stepped up huge. We had some good years. So they just got to do it for a full 6 months. And, you know, I think we'll be all right. So as long as the guys don't try to do anything too crazy or push themselves too hard too early, you know, I think we'll be all right. Like I said, you got to manage your own body. Everyone's different. So, you know, warming up and ramping up, it just depends on, you know, how you feel and how your body feels. So they just got to be smart about it.
Jess?
Should we expect any weird facial hair from you this season?
I think so. I mean, there's always something. I don't know. I get bored and I'll end up doing something stupid and so everyone can laugh. So there's a couple things that I guess I've had in mind. And so I don't know. I guess I can't really give it away right now. When it happens, it happens.
Simone?
Hi, Mike. With so much uncertainty this offseason, like not knowing where you're going to go, even if the season's going to start on time, how have you handled that? And has it been different coming off a shortened season, getting ready to go into a regular season now?
Yeah, it was scary. I'm not going to lie. I mean, you being a free agent, especially in these times, it's tough. You don't really know how things are going to shape up. And, you know, you're out there. There's certain teams you want to go to. And I was trying hard to come back here. I mean, that was my number one, you know, option for me. Just with the guys around this team and the coaching staff. I mean, it's like no other I've been on. So I love it here. So, but yeah, being a free agent this time, I wasn't too sure exactly where I was going to end up, but I knew I wanted to keep playing baseball and I wanted to help a team, a winning team, you know, win and, you know, get into the playoffs again and just, you know, play baseball at the end of the day. So, you know, I'm still living, you know, my dream. So it's all about go out there and having fun and helping, you know, anyone I can.
Martin?
Hey, Mike, I know you and Jesus Luzardo sometimes work out in the off season. How has he looked to you and how excited are you to just watch him develop after, you know, having a rookie year, impressive rookie year last year and going into year number two as a starter?
No, it's impressive seeing him, you know, the way he works and, you know, what he wants to accomplish. And he has, you know, high expectations of himself. So it's always good to see that. A guy that's always pushing to get better and be better. And I'm sure you guys will see it this year. I don't think he was too happy about last year. I think he felt like he could have done a lot better. And that goes with everybody. But I know he can be a lot better too. So I've seen him pitch for a while, throwing bullpens, throwing lives. And, yeah, I mean, he looked good. He looked really good yesterday in his first bullpen here. So, you know, I think the team expects high things from him. So, not that we're trying to put too much pressure on him, but I mean, he has the stuff to be really good. So it's all about health for him, just staying healthy.
Matt?
You've probably seen Elvis Andrews quite a bit over the years.
Yes.
What do you think of the addition and especially having another guy who's been an everyday shortstop and is pretty well regarded, replacing a guy like Semien, who was such a leader for the team?
Yeah, I'll just say first off with Marcus, everyone just had the utmost respect for him being a leader. You know, he's quote unquote captain of our team. So you lose a guy like that, it definitely hurts. But, you know, adding a guy like Elvis Andrus, I mean, a guy that's been around for a long time, knows the game, smart, high IQ, does everything, you know, you want as a shortstop. So, and for me personally, I mean, a guy hit 320 off me in his career. So I'm not too sure if he's happy that he doesn't get to face me anymore, but I'm happy that he's here and playing behind me because mean, he's definitely a tough out at the plate, and he can definitely pick it at short.
Anything else for Mike? All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, all right, guys. Good to see you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.